In today's technology segment, turning your car into an entertainment center. In one episode of The Simpsons, Homer equipped his car with a television, a record player, a fax machine, and a deep fryer. Now it appears life is imitating cartoon, as Steve Inskeep discovered.
We're going to talk about this trend with David Pogue. He's the technology columnist for the New York Times and a regular guest in this program. David, good morning again.
Thank you so much.
So there was a time when in-car entertainment met one of those old-fashioned DVD players mounted in the ceiling of the minivan.
Oh, my friend, that is so 2002. In-car entertainment is a whole new world these days. By that, I do not mean stereo systems. I mean flip-down LCD screens on your sun visor, individual TV screens on the back of each headrest, screens in the dashboard where the driver can see it. They now have these multimedia stations on the dashboard that have touchscreen buttons for every kind of in-car entertainment: radio, satellite radio, live television, the DVD player, the CD changer, and, of course, the game console.
I'm sorry, I'm just having trouble going on after hearing all that. Who's driving the car?
I rather cracked up to hear the description on one of these websites to justify putting a dashboard TV set. The line was, "Do you want to watch TV or a movie while waiting for the kids?" Well, now you can. Yeah, nice try.
But this is a big market, right?
Oh, it's huge. And I should add that the big-name companies, the well-known companies, wire these gadgets so that the driver-visible units don't work while the car is in motion, only when the car... In fact, some of them only work when the emergency brake is on. But there are plenty of smaller, scrappier, youth-oriented companies that have no such moral spine, and they're perfectly happy to put it where the driver can see it. And besides, even if the screen is installed on the passenger side, I mean, that's still a big distraction.
People have joked about television in cars for a long time, but now the whole trend seems to be exploding.
Well, a couple of trends are at work. Prices are much lower, and also commuter time sitting in the car, is skyrocketing. There's 16 million new cars in America every year, and more people are spending more time sitting in traffic looking for something to do.
What efforts are authorities making to try to limit the safety implications here?
Well, I have to tell you, they're probably about 7 years behind the times. Here in Connecticut, we have the strictest law in the nation so far. You can get a $100 ticket not just for holding the cell phone up to your head, but also for anything that's distracting. So if they catch you shaving or turning your head to scold the kids in the back seat or eating, it's $100.
There was some occasion where I was trying to send a text message while driving, and I realized this is just insane.
This is the scariest part of all, by the way, is that older people are aghast and would say, "I would never watch a movie while I'm driving." But younger people think nothing of it. 32% of teenage drivers admit to doing text messaging on their cell phones while they're driving. And by the way, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that of the 16 million car accidents a year, 25% of them involve driver distraction. And again, the young people are, of course, the least experienced drivers, as well as the most likely to be fiddling with their multimedia stations.
David Pogue is technology columnist for the New York Times. David, drive safely.
You too.